June 29th, 2019. Dear friends of the Kolbe Center, Pax Christi. In our publications and seminars, we never tire of pointing out that the current unprecedented crisis of faith and morals flows directly from the widespread acceptance of evolution-based modernism by Catholic leaders, and that it will not be stopped until its evolutionary foundations are exposed and destroyed. To that end, our 16-part DVD series, Foundations Restored, is now available. If you know any influential Catholic clergy or laity who would be willing to view the DVD series with an openness, and should they find the series worthy, to potentially writing a brief recommendation that could be used to further publicize the series, please let me know. In the meantime, the working document Instrumentum Laboris for the Pan-Amazonian Synod has raised the specter of an evolution-based radical departure from the constant teaching and discipline of the Church on the nature of man as body and soul, made in the image and likeness of God, the male-only priesthood, the relationship between man and creation, and the sacraments, among other things. Jim Larson explains the first point very well at the website Rosary to the Interior. That's rosarytotheinterior.com. Cardinal Brandmuller, one of the two remaining dubia cardinals, identifies the working document as an expression of the same modernism condemned by Pope St. Pius X in Pascendi more than 100 years ago. He writes, "The Instrumentum Laboris burdens the Synod of Bishops and ultimately the Pope with a serious break with the Depositum Fidei. Such a break consequently implies the self-destruction of the Church or the change of the Corpus Christi Mysticum into a secular NGO with an ecological, social, psychological mandate." After these observations, questions naturally arise. Above all, in relation to the sacramental hierarchical structure of the Church, is there a decisive break with the apostolic tradition constitutive of the Church? Or do the authors rather have a notion of the development of doctrine which is presented theologically in order to justify the aforementioned rupture? Indeed, this seems to be the case. We are witnessing a new form of the classical modernism of the early 20th century. At the time, from a decidedly evolutionist approach, the view was presented that, in accord with the continually higher development of man, higher levels of human consciousness and culture also result, whereby what had been false yesterday can turn out to be true today. Religion and religious consciousness, with its forms in doctrine and cult, and also, of course, in morality, are also subject to this revolutionary dynamic. This, however, would presuppose a concept of dogmatic development that is sharply opposed to the genuine Catholic understanding. The latter understands the development of dogma and the Church not as change, but as an organic development of the subject which remains identical to itself. Cardinal Brandmuller's remarks underscore the absolute necessity of restoring the true Catholic doctrine of creation as the foundation of the faith, while exposing evolution-based modernism as the foundation of the anti-culture of death, before the current crisis of faith and morals can be resolved. Yours in Christ through the Immaculata, Hugh Owen. P.S. If you'd like to find out more information about the 16-part DVD series, Foundations Restored, please visit foundationsrestored.com.